Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
The Bert Show.
Well, now it's complicated because her married boss, does it really matter if he's married? Just makes him, I guess, more of a D-bag, makes a pass at her. And she denies him, and now she's wondering, I bet every day I walk in there, this guy could turn the tables on me and fire me. Now what to do? Which is the question she's asking you guys. Kristen has the email.
Hi, Bert Show. I'm writing today because I have a dilemma at work. I love my job. I mean, I never thought I would ever have a job that I can't wait to go to every day.
Clearly, nobody here wrote this email.
I love what I do, and I adore the people I work with. I do work in a field saturated by men, but I have found in my adult life, men are way easier to work with than women. I work for a very small company in town. There are 2 owners and 5 employees. I'm the office manager. Yesterday morning, my bosses called me in the office and gave me a $10,000 raise in my salary for my outstanding performance. Awesome, right? Yesterday evening, I was alone at the office, which is not unusual. One of my bosses and a friend of his had just finished golfing. They stopped by the office right before 4 p.m. for more drinks before they went home. I had one small drink with them because they cracked open an $800 bottle of whiskey. Ooh. And I've never tried expensive whiskey before. It was awful, by the way. But they proceeded to drink half the bottle. I left, told them to lock up, and before I made it 5 minutes up the road, I started getting text messages. Long story short, my boss tried to convince me to meet up with him and hook up. I spent the evening crying. I felt betrayed and embarrassed. I feel like my days here are numbered. I completely ignored his advances, and I'm scared that if his ego is bruised, there will be consequences. I know I need to start looking for a new job, and I want to tell the other owner what happened so that he understands why I left. I feel like yesterday morning when they told me how valuable I was to the company and complimenting me, it was all a lie. I can't help but feel like there were ulterior motives, and now I question myself. I feel like women are up against so much in the workforce. I've succeeded at previous jobs, and people would snicker and say, she must be sleeping with the boss. Now I work with predominantly men, and I have been well-respected for the last 3 years here, and my self-esteem was so high. I had so much confidence, but I feel he stole that security from me. I've lost all confidence and questioned all the raises and accolades. He used his position of authority to try to sleep with me, and I don't know how to proceed in the next coming weeks. Do I chalk this up to a drunken mistake on his part and try to forgive? My gut says he crossed a boundary, and for me to ever feel comfortable, I have to look for a new job. Mm. Any advice would help. Thank you so much.
So my knee-jerk reaction here is you go to HR, right? But that's nowhere even in here. So if you are in HR and this is what you are paid to do. 1-855-BIRCHO. What a sucky situation to be in.
Yeah, it's so, I can't even fathom being put in this position because especially if you're so excited to go to work and it feels like everything's great, sometimes you always feel like the other shoe's about to drop and here it is, that shoe is dropping. There is a part of me that says you need to go to HR, but I also have a part of me that thinks this is just a drunken mistake. Like, it'd be one thing if he made a physical pass at you. Like, he's made you uncomfortable and he sent you a drunk text, which I feel like we have all done at one point or another. He probably got out of his drunkenness the next day and completely regretted it. So I think you should clock this information, tell somebody about it just in case something does happen down the road. But I think he probably wants to forget it, and I know you want to forget it.
Going to HR to get ahead of it seems to make sense, and I'd like to think that she should be able to find some comfort in the fact that it's text messages and she has it in writing, but I just don't know if that's going to go her way. You just never really know. So I hate that she feels like she has to find a new job for something she didn't do and she loves this job. If it's me, I probably would look for work just in case and not really focus on him or bring it up, but just have the comfort in knowing that I have it in writing in case I ever need it in the future.
What a crappy situation to be in, man. Because here she is. She loves this job, and I think she might be right here. I wonder if they gave her this $10,000 bonus just to keep her quiet and keep her happy.
Well, but they did that before he hit on her, though.
Did they?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So it was more of like, are they buttering me up for the text later?
It's so hard to find a job that you really love going to every day. When you look at the statistics of people in this country, I mean, it's more than half of people wake up in the morning, their first thought is, ah, dang it, I got to go to this crappy job. She's got this great job. She's done nothing to change the situation except her boss. I'm going to HR and I'm trying to keep that thing, but I've never been in an office with that kind of tension.
I mean, the thing that broke my heart was that she was like, I had so much confidence, but I feel he stole that security from me. So if I was in your position, or like, you know, you're my best friend and I'm trying to give you advice, what he did was wrong. Completely out of pocket, no excuse, etc. If you do love this job and the other people you work with, I think now it's not about the mistake he made, but it's how he rectifies the mistake and how he tries to fix said mistake. I think you're owed an apology. I don't know if you're going to get that, because then that's admittance of doing something wrong and somebody in the office isn't going to want to do that. I would not make a knee-jerk reaction. I would see how this next week goes. And then after that, if it's unbearable, then part ways with the company.
And they may be too small of a company to even have HR.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think I'm with Kristen on that. It has been my experience with therapy that it only works if you go into that office and you just verbally and emotionally throw up everything. Things come out of your mouth or you're like, oh, I'm so embarrassed for myself. But you got to be 100% honest. And then when your therapist guides you, the second part of this whole thing is, let them guide you and take their advice. When you take their advice, good things happen. Abby just learned this lesson.
Who would have thought when you go to therapy and apply it to your real life, it makes a difference?
How about it?
Now, famously, I have been avoiding therapy for probably 5 or 6 months just because it's expensive. And also, I feel like I'm so self-aware that I'm like, I know what my problems are and I know I probably should be talking to somebody about it. But if I could just do it like the budget way and just ruminate on it enough that I guess eventually something will get figured out, I'd rather do that.
I know you'd rather do that. I just saw a video that rumination is a number one sign of depression, so be careful about your rumination.
Well, you know I'm depressed, so
exactly.
The call is coming from inside the studio.
And I think with therapy, you go to therapy because you already know you have a problem. You have an issue, right? So it's not about figuring out the issue or the problem. It's about getting the tools to fix that problem.
And I question even the theory of self-awareness.
You're saying I'm not self-aware?
I'm not saying you. I'm saying the theory in general, right?
It's starting to sound like you think I'm not self-aware.
No, it's not you. It's not. So self-awareness, as defined, is you looking at yourself and analyzing yourself and being aware of what you know, but you're seeing it through your own lens.
Yeah, but I mean, also, I feel like I'm objective. I feel like that is one of my strongest points, is I'm very objective. I'm not somebody that sees things through the lens frequently of like my own experiences. I feel like I can typically see things from like a 30,000 point viewpoint, which is why I think I've just, again, avoided it, this is a whole other conversation. But I think I'm at a place where talking about what's going on in my life isn't necessarily the thing that's going to be fixing it, if that makes sense.
But talking about it allows a third party to see it from a different angle and offer insights into ways that you could probably manage it better.
Listen, Kristen, I have a cat to pay for. She just cost me $1,000 because her stomach got a little upset. Mommy can't afford to go to therapy to talk about her sad feelings when she knows that she's sad. So anyway.
Another trip to Dublin. That's all you need.
Honestly, that's what I need, is another trip to just distract myself from my sad boy feelings. So anyway, back to the original point of my story is I was reflecting on a therapy session I had a while back ago where I really got some advice that I was reluctant to take at first. And then when I started using it, I was kind of like, oh, that's actually like very beneficial. Shout out to therapists I've been to in the last year. I know some of them are listeners. You're really helpful. I'm only avoiding you because I'm broke. But she gave me this really great piece of advice that I used in Pilates of all places. So I recently switched from going to like high intensity workout classes and started going to Pilates because it's a little bit more low impact. It's really hard. And I have been suffering. If you follow me on Instagram, you know I have been suffering through my Pilates transition. It is some of the worst pain I've been in my entire life. I don't know.
More so than Orange Theory and lifting heavy weights?
Yes.
This is tougher.
Huh? This is the hardest thing I have ever done. And the worst part about it is I feel like it perfectly encapsulates the female experience, where we're all just miserable and in so much pain, but we're all in our cute little outfits and we're all silent. Like, that's the worst part of Pilates, is that nobody, I'm in the corner like mouthing obscenities. I'm like, and everyone else is just there like looking so cute in their little Lululemon outfits, grinning through it.
Is there no music?
There's a little bit of music.
Oh, okay.
But it's like kind of low. Oh. And yeah.
You've got me so intrigued. Is it the, this is going to take us off for a second. Is it just the holding the poses and the burning, or is it the, because it's not a lot of weight, it's bands, right? So what's the painful part of it?
For me, it's like my body does not have the muscle capacity to execute these moves because your body is moving in a way that is just not, it's not like lifting weight. You're working new muscles. And so half of the pain is the fact that like they're telling me to put it on the heaviest springs because everyone's been doing this for 2-3 years and my muscle hasn't been woken up since I was in the womb. So you're working these muscles that you're not used to, and they're putting it on these really hard resistance that everyone else seems to be able to do. And it's, you can't be quick through it. You have to be slow and you have to pulse and then you have to do the, it's just a lot. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is that I'm not a Pilates princess. I am a Pilates popper, the way I've been doing these moves. It's really sad. And I had to talk myself through some of these moves because I was in so much pain through some of these exercises that I had to remember some advice I had gotten in therapy, where I kind of have to picture my mind as a garden. And sometimes you have to water your mind with words. Like, you have to tell yourself things to be able to start believing them. And to me, that has always sounded very woo-woo. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a very like gruff family where it was just kind of like
grin and bear it,
get things done. And words of affirmation, I wouldn't say were very, were abundant in this environment. Not to like hate on my childhood by any means, but like talking yourself up was like not the way to go. It was almost like talk yourself down so that you're motivated to do better. And so I'm sitting there in the scrambled egg position, which is as bizarre as it sounds, where you're like on all fours and then you've got your leg out and you've got to swing it back and forth, all while you've got the resistance band on.
Like you're peeing on a fire hydrant?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then there's the fire hydrant one that you got to do right after it. And I'm just talking to myself and I'm like, you can do this, Abby. You are strong. You are capable. You are fit. And it was so weird. Like, the more I talked to myself and the less like obscenities I screamed under my breath, like the easier the move became. And I was like, wouldn't you know?
It's crazy what happens when you're kind to yourself.
It's crazy what happens when you don't degrade yourself for the sake of motivation.
So,
that was a ball.
I've read a lot of books and watched a lot of videos about this very thing also. It's like your body doesn't know it's a lie. So when you say something to yourself, your body believes it. So that's why you shouldn't be self-deprecating. And if you want to have positive results, you have to believe in what you're saying, and that's how your body reacts. It is very woo-woo.
So it's very, very woo-woo, but it worked. I mean, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I'm like crying in pain from doing the scrambled egg move, and then all of a sudden, it feels a little bit easier. So note to self, say a couple nice words to your mind so that it can flourish and grow.
If you get into the right slash wrong algorithm, there are experiments done with people in the gym, and the scientists will say, when you're doing these lifts, think negatively, like you're having a really hard time and you just want to get out of here. And the weight is so much heavier. And then they ask them to think positive thoughts that I can see my muscles growing. I know this is good for me. And it's so much easier to handle the exact same weight just with that mind tweak.
Yep. So water your mind today, kiddos. It's going to work.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.